industrial boom in the north of Sweden. The north of Sweden and, in particular, the regions of Norrbotten and Västerbotten have always been the main raw material supplier for the entire country. Iron ore, copper, lead, silver and gold from the north have been securing the nation's wealth for more than 100 years. Besides iron ore from Kiruna, timber is the top export product from Lapland, the thinly populated region in the center of the country's north. Until the 1960s, the timber industry was the main employer in this region. Due to industrial logging, this sparsely populated area, Glesbygd in Swedish, became even more deserted. Today, around 250,000 people live in Norrbotten of 38,000 square miles, 36% of which live in the coastal towns. For hundreds of years, the indigenous people of Sweden, the Sami, lived as nomads following the large reindeer herds. The Sami people continue to hold reindeer today, albeit in collective Samaby, where a few full-time reindeer herders look after the herds, while their owners practice different professions. The reindeer still roam freely on the old routes. In the autumn, they move towards the coast, only to return to the mountains and forests in the spring. For most of the Sami people, it is important to maintain the old lifestyle in sync with nature. Following the rhythm of reindeer migration, the impact of climate change, particularly pronounced up here in the north, research has shown that the climate in the north of Europe is changing even faster than in the rest of the world. Therefore, the government in Sweden set itself the target of becoming the world's first fossil-free developed country as early as 2016. Developing a strong fossil-free industry should boost employment and exports. Sweden aims to become carbon neutral by 2045, a worthy and ambitious goal that will require a massive amount of energy and raw materials. The production of green steel that is 95% fossil-free is to become a main pillar of this new economy. The world's largest underground iron ore mine in Kiruna supplies the raw material that, to date, has been processing steel the conventional way by using coal from Australia and the US. Most of the iron ore, however, is brought by train to Narvik in Norway and shipped from there. The mine operator, LKAB, covers 90% of the iron ore market in the EU. Several green steelworks are under construction, including new steel plants in Boden and in Glivari, while the conventional SSAB plant in Luleå is being converted. Demand for green steel is high, especially from the automotive industry. Some German automotive manufacturers are even financially involved in the H to green steel plant in Boden. One of the major issues is how to cover the high energy demand of the new industrial sites. For decades, Sweden's electricity generation has been largely covered by hydropower. Especially the major rivers in the country's north are dammed up for hydroelectric power plants that deliver electricity to the entire nation. There are three nuclear power plants in the south of Sweden that, without the power from the north, would be unable to supply the metropolitan areas of Stockholm, Göteborg or Malmö with sufficient electricity. Green hydrogen plants located right next to the steelworks that are operated with fossil-free energy are supposed to deliver part of the electricity. One plant is already being tested and ensures that the steel really is green. Renewable energy from wind is being expanded. The largest wind farm, with more than 1,000 wind turbines, is being built in Pite. A solar park is also planned, and there is talk of new nuclear plants in Sweden. Other energy-intensive companies are also attracted to the north of Sweden. In 2013, Facebook commissioned the first of three new server halls in Luleå. A Spanish company would like to set up a plant for artificial fertilizer in Luleå, providing 500 new jobs, given the fact that, together with steel production, fertilizer production is one of the largest industrial carbon emitters. It is understandable that this product must become greener. Northvolt built a battery factory in Skellefte, producing batteries for electric vehicles. The first battery was produced in series in 2019. 3,000 new jobs are planned here, approximately 2,300 of which already exist. many of the new employees still live in container villages, as there is not enough housing in the area. Northvolt has set up 1,200 containers to date. A supplier producing graphite anodes for the battery industry is planning to set up a new graphite mine right next to the new plant. If we include the entire new infrastructure like schools and healthcare, these industries are to create more than 60,000 new jobs over the next 20 years. Campaigns have been initiated in Sweden and abroad to attract talent to the north of Sweden. However, the region is very special and doesn't suit everyone. But many people from central Sweden are riding the boom and taking the well-paid jobs in mines or factories. The region is remote but attractive working models with week shifts followed by free time are proving popular. The companies in central Sweden have to live with the fact that staff leave. This relates in particular to seasonal jobs like those in winter testing for the automotive industry. The greatest challenge for regional municipalities is to adjust the infrastructure to the population growth, a task that cannot be funded by municipal tax revenue alone. Even today, there is a shortage of teachers, nurses and dentists. A school in Kiruna was forced to close temporarily because it could not find enough teachers, and the situation in hospitals is alarming, and the impact on the environment will also be considerable. New mines are being built or existing mines expanded to address the increased appetite for raw materials, which in turn leads to water contamination or habitat loss for flora and fauna, not to mention the carbon dioxide emissions of the mines. Large forests that could have a positive effect on greenhouse gas emissions have become scarce in the north. The landscape is peppered with clear cuts. Despite the efforts to reforest, tree growth is slow in this climate zone. Coniferous trees taking about 70 years to reach harvest stage. Flora and fauna are losing their habitat. The migratory routes of reindeer herds are already impacted, and climate change is affecting their search for food, which increases the need for herders to additionally feed their livestock. It seems that the north of the country will continue to secure the wealth of the nation in the future, and it is clear that something needs to happen to stop climate change. Northern Sweden will undoubtedly change, and the question of how long the traditional way of life of the indigenous Sami people can still be lived remains open.